name's Connor, and I'm an alcoholic.
I'm grateful to be a member of this group. And I'm grateful to be here sober today. I came into this group back somewhere in 2012, and I walked in here by accident. I came in a few minutes late, and I didn't know what the meeting was all about. Shortly after, I had got a few numbers. I got a sponsor in this group. I started going to meetings regularly. I was introduced to this book for real for the first time. And, I sat in this room. I was in another location. And, I heard a lot of things that I didn't hear. I hadn't heard before. And I knew there was something to this. I knew, that... For me, I was eventually going to have to get down with the honesty and the real work in this program. I saw people that had success with it. It was attractive, but at that time, I needed some more research, but. I started coming back to this meeting again in 2000 and maybe the end of 2014 and then the beginning of 2015 and then in September 27th, 2015 was my last drink. And having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, that has happened to me. My spirit is awake now as a result of doing this work. As a result of coming to this meeting, opening up this book with another man, and building a relationship with a higher power. Before I came into this group, before I came into AA, before I had the spiritual awakening, I had many experiences that may have looked like a spiritual awakening, may have been similar to a white light experience, something like that. But it wasn't anything that was there was no permanence to it. It was like a fleeting experience. But today I have this stillness or this comfort inside of my own skin that I did not have before, and it's really amazing. And to carry this is in two different parts. And in the first part, to carrying this message to another alcoholic, I wanted to do it before I had this experience where I went through the book, but once I had had sufficient experience with I had done my fifth step and I was making an amends. And all of that, I really had a desire to do this. It wasn't a chore. And I had many people come up to me maybe around when I was finishing my ninth step, and I had a lot of bad experiences with sponsoring people, and whether it was mistakes I had made or whether. Whatever it was, and I remember trying to catching someone and being I got one, and I didn't know what to do, and I was freaking out, or whatever it was, or I gave somebody my number, I told them to call me the next day, and they never called, but I've come to realize through staying in this program longer and through the experience of working with another alcoholic at whatever. At whatever capacity, that I've been able to stay sober throughout this process as a result of being willing to help another alcoholic, and it helped a lot more having the experience of going through these 11 steps before, and really working on trying to do my best with, step 10 and 11 on a daily basis. This program for me came to me through other alcoholics who had their own awakening or shift in perception, shift in change in thought, and had lasting sobriety that they were able to share how they did that. And if it weren't for the people that came before me, I wouldn't have been able to be guided through this experience. I can't explain how different my life is today as a result of doing this. Before I had no direction. I had no concept of like just living any bit of a decent life. I settled for way less, and I just got on with my life on a day-to-day basis. I just scraped by, struggled, this and that. And today my life is in abundance, where I can, give to others in many different ways, be of service. I've been able to actually use this program. I really like to travel, and I've been able to use this program on different forms of my being away traveling. For one instance, I was actually at a music festival, dancing in a sea of people, and somehow this guy came in contact with me, asked me for some drugs or something like that, and I told him I didn't drink. And we ended up standing in that spot for however long, at least a half an hour. The entire crowd had left, and it was the two of us standing there in an empty field. I told him a little bit about my story. I explained to him, how I had stopped drinking. We talked for a while, and he was just like, "How did you do that? Like, I want to know more." And the next day we sat and had lunch together, and he had been to AA before. I had gotten his number, and I called him, and he never picked up after that. But that was probably the highlight of my entire weekend at this music festival. And it was just amazing. But because I went through this program process, I was able to be there for somebody without even knowing it, totally unexpected, and at least carry this message. That's really all I can do. And at that point, I was a little bit better at sharing and talking with somebody through experiencing all these suggestions that it's talking about in these pages. And another experience I had just recently, I was down in Colombia, and I was on the beach, and I sat down next to this guy, and he offered me some rum, and I told him I didn't drink. And another 5 minutes, 10 minutes later, we're going into this. He started asking me all these questions, and I told him, Where do you live? I'll meet you in the morning. I don't really think it's the best if we talk right now, because he was highly intoxicated. And I went there the next morning. I showed up at his where he was staying. He was blown away that I remembered and that I wanted to take the time out of my vacation to sit with him. And we went and sat down, and I continued to talk with him. And I saw him the next day. Little result seemed to take place, but I saw him 2 or 3 days later, just as I was about to leave, and he was sweating profusely. He had a rain jacket on. It's probably 80 degrees on the beach, and he was stuttering, mumbling, and whatever it is, and he was like, "Thank you, thank you, thank you." I haven't drank today yet,
And he's like, this is the longest I haven't drank in forever. However, last time I remember. And I haven't seen the guy since. I don't have his number or whatever it was. But, you know, the ability to carry this message wherever I go is absolutely this amazing, profound thing. And, you know, it brings nothing but, like, joy to me to see another alcoholic, you know, get a glimmer of hope or to be shared information that they didn't know before. When I came into this program and when I really sat down and worked through this shit, like and heard the guy speak in this meeting, I didn't know that was possible. I had no fucking clue that was possible. Like, I thought that I was going to carry on, like, just being totally miserable in sobriety. Like, my sobriety before looked like sitting on a couch all day long till my mother came home so I could borrow her car, go to Dunkin' Donuts and get a coffee, and go to a meeting and come back to my house, watch TV until 2 in the morning, and go to bed and repeat that. And I didn't have a job. I couldn't hang out with any of my friends. I had no energy. I was depressed. I did not like being sober. It sucked. It really did. You know, but until I was introduced to this work, that was sobriety for me. You know, and I've been able to work with one guy. His name is Chris, and he moved off Cape, and he just celebrated 11 months of sobriety today. And it's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing to have been able to work with this guy and see the full circle of a turnaround. He's doing his four-step turnarounds right now. And to be able to see that and be able to, you know, be there to guide somebody through that like my sponsor did for me has really made this whole sobriety thing worthwhile for me. And I get emotional every time I think about it. This kid, I've talked to him online when I was away on vacation and many times and this and that, and he's an absolute trooper. And I'm really grateful that I have this ability to be able to carry this message at whatever capacity, at whatever strength, at any given time. So long as I continue to come to these meetings and to listen and to be available on a daily basis. I don't know. That's all I got. Thank you.